This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The apparent winning bid for the recipes of bankrupt Yarnell's Ice Cream Company were turned down and awarded instead to a Chicago company as part of its overall bid for much of Yarnell's assets. Schulze and Birch Biscuit Company will receive the recipes as part of the $1.3 million bid during Wednesday's bankruptcy auction. David Davidson submitted the apparent top bid for the ice cream recipes, and Jeff Holtz the apparent winning bid for Yarnell's guilt-free line. Davidson says he's upset, while Holtz says he was surprised, but that he understood the bid was not a final sale. Searcy Chamber of Commerce President Buck Lane said Schulze and Birch plan to reopen the Yarnell's plant that was closed in June. Good news for the economy. The unemployment rate fell last month to its lowest level in more than 2.5 years as employers stepped up hiring in response to the slowly improving economy. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped sharply to 8.6%. It was at 9%. That rate hasn't been that low since March of 2009 during the depths of the recession. Independence County Detective Sergeant Mike Mundy said this morning a 16-year-old West Batesville girl is still missing and police still need your help to find her. Mundy said Melina Browser was last seen on Thanksgiving Day in the vicinity of the White River Medical Center. Mundy said if you have any information concerning her whereabouts, contact him at the Sheriff's Office. The number is 870-793-8878. Mundy described Melina Browser as 5'6" tall, 140 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, last seen wearing a sweater and blue jeans. Again, the Sheriff's Office number for Sergeant Mundy is 870-793-8878. The annual Christmas tree lighting in front of Brown Chapel at the Lyon College campus is set for tonight at 6:45. Festivities begin with hot apple cider served while the Lyon College concert band plays familiar holiday tunes. The lighting will be followed by carols inside Brown Chapel and the band playing Christmas favorites again. The Batesville Choral Society and the Lyon College Concert Chorale will finish the evening with the performance of the Christmas portion of Handel's Messiah. The public is invited. An awards ceremony has been set for Monday, 6 p.m. to present Navy Vietnam veteran Phil Huss with medals and ribbons for his meritorious service. The ceremony takes place at the Harry B. Stokes VFW post at 1680 Cheney Drive. The awards that the veteran achieved include a Purple Heart and a Navy Commendation Medal and several others. Senator Boozman's veteran and military liaison, Mr. Steve Gray, will be present to honor the veteran during the ceremonies. All are welcome to attend. It's at the VFW post on Cheney Drive. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.